Sheldon Jackson College was affiliated with the Presbyterian Church, so it's no surprise that Saturday's transfer ceremony began and ended with a prayer. In fact, faith seemed to be a theme on Saturday, from the kind that's placed in a higher being to the kind that's placed in each other.
The Board of Directors of Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Alaska Arts Southeast, would like to thank the trustees of Sheldon Jackson for having faith.
Karen Grusendorf is president of the board for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Faith in the ability of our organization and our hundreds of volunteers to bring this campus back to life. We are excited, we are thankful, and we are humbled by the job that we have been given.
The Fine Arts Camp will be taking the trustees' faith and placing some of it in the community, depending on volunteers to help fix up the 19 buildings it now controls. Roger Schmidt is executive director of the camp. He told the crowd gathered inside the gym at Hames Center that his organization knew it could handle the massive undertaking, not because the group itself is so powerful, but because of the community around it.
We trusted our community and we trusted our friends that if we had the courage to step forward and try to be part of a solution to revitalize it in our community, that our community would step forward as well and join us. And I really think that's what this is about. It's about getting a ball rolling. It's about taking some boards off some windows and taking what the trustees have given back to us, an opportunity to continue, to me, a legacy of creating vibrant educational opportunities for all of us in our state.
While Schmidt and the camp looked to the future, alumni and those affiliated with the school looked a little to the past on Saturday. Among the many students to attend class here was a little girl named Harriet Fawcett from Hoonah. Pat Alexander is her daughter.
She came to Sheldon Jackson when she was 12 years old to the training school, and they literally raised her.
Alexander says this is where her mother learned to live independently. It's where she worked summers for her tuition, and it was a special place for her mother through the end of her life. It's a special place for Alexander, too, who says she feels good about the campus's future.
This is the end of something and the beginning of something else. I think the new group has decided that they want to preserve the legacy of Sheldon Jackson. And I think that part is so important to every person who has a loved one who attended here.
Today is probably the most positive experience the trustees have had in a long, long time.
Shirley Holloway is president of the Sheldon Jackson Board. She says it's been a bumpy road since the school's closure in 2007, and that she understands why.
People felt a very personal connection to the college and the history of the college. And so there's been anger, frustration, fear, doubts that we would preserve the things that need to be preserved. There's been rumors that we're done as a board, but we're not. We have much work yet to do.
Part of that work is figuring out how to preserve the school's history, including its tangible history. At issue is the preservation of the college and school archives, historic photographic prints and plate glass negatives by E.W. Merrill, and scores of materials still located on the campus. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.